The Saints fell short last night against arch-rival Atlanta 23-13 in the Georgia Dome. New Orleans has dominated the Falcons of late, but couldn't overcome one of the worst games of Drew Brees' career. Brees threw a career-high 5 interceptions and ended his consecutive games with a touchdown pass record at 54. Atlanta took control early, rushing for 72 yards on their opening drive, capped off by Michael Turner's 3-yard touchdown to give the Falcons a 7-0 lead. The Falcons went on a 17-0 run before their offense sputtered in the second quarter, and the momentum swung New Orleans' way. The Saints' offense hit their stride as Pierre Thomas gashed the Falcons' defense for one hard-hitting run after another, and Mark Ingram plunged into the end zone to shrink the deficit to 10 points late in the first half. The Saints would get another chance to score before halftime, but poor clock management negated a Saints drive that ended at the Falcons' 3-yard line. Despite the mistakes, the Saints' defense played their best game of the year, giving up a season-low 283 yards to a Falcons' offense that managed only one third down conversion in the entire game. The Saints have lost 2 straight and must win their remaining games, plus hope for plenty of help in order to keep their fading playoff hopes alive. Next up, a date at the defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants next Sunday. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Jacob Mayer.